This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Be'ah, Tape Number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis, or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klolim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information about the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, please contact Daf Yomi Tapes, PO Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Harav Moshe Dov Ber Ben Harav Ben Sion Rifkin Zechasarik Lebracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
Although it is commonly called Masechtas Beya or Masechtas Beitza, many Rishonim refer to our Masechta as Masechtas Yontif, because we deal with these halachas here. We see in Parshas Bo, the pasuk says, "Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, hu levada ye'yaseh lachem," referring to the Yontif of Pesach, that you can't do malacha on Yontif just like you can't do malacha on Shabbos. But if it's l'tzarech eichel, if it's something you need for eating purposes, then it's different than Shabbos in that preparation of food on Yontif is mutter. But as the Rambam writes, not all aspects of food preparation are mutter to do on Yontif. Only those which are not Efshar la'asoysam at me'erev yontif are mutter to do on yontif. Hashenkin, if it's something that you could have done before yontif, then you're not allowed to do it on yontif itself. Tosfos specifies the boundaries by saying that only malachas that are milisha v'elech, which is milisha from that part and on, that's mutter to do on yontif. But anything which happens before v'elisha, you're not allowed to do on yontif itself. For example, something like tzira, because you could have done that on erev yontif. We also know that carrying is mutter on yontif. Of course, on Shabbos, we know that haitzah, carrying something mirshus hayachid lirshus harabim, or vice versa, as well as carrying dalat amas birshus harabim, these are asar. But on yontif, even though carrying, we know, has nothing to do with achila at all, we say that it's mutter on yontif, since it helps to be marba b'simchus yontif. As a final point, if yontif falls out on Arab Shabbos, one is not allowed to cook on yontif in preparation for Shabbos, unless he makes an Erev Tafshilin on Erev Yontif. And with this, let us begin our Masechtas Be'ah here from Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Be'ah shenolda b'yontif, be'shamay omrim te'achel, an egg which came out on yontif, be'shamay says you're allowed to eat it, it's okay to eat, be'shil omrim lo te'achel, you're not allowed to eat it on yontif. This is a rare instance where Beis Hillel is machmir versus Beis Shammai. Normally we know Beis Shammai is the machmir. Here we see Beis Hillel is the machmir. We know that there are a number of other cases like this regarding Bal Yerah u Bal Yematzeh, this Isser regarding Chometz B'Pesach. According to Beis Shammai, you need a shear of a full Kekaiseves Hagasa, a full date, size of a date of Chometz to be over on the Isser. But according to Beis Hillel, you only need a Kezayis, which is a Kula. There's an additional Machloikas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai regarding Kisui Hadam. All of these cases, Beis Hillel is the Machmir, and Beis Shammai is the Mekel, which is the opposite of how it usually is. And the Gemara says, we know something which at Shkia was not set aside for Shabbos, it is Muktzah to be used on Shabbos. And if it didn't exist before Shabbos, in other words, it was out of a person's mind, so then when it is Noilad, when it is born on Shabbos, it is also considered Muktzah. Therefore, if a Tarnagoilus had not laid the egg before Yontif, and lays it on Yontif, it's Muktzah, because now it was born, because it was Noilad on Yontif. The Gemara says if a fire goes out on Shabbos, the oil in the holder remains Muktzah, because that's what it was at the time of Shkia. We say, Migu di iskatsoi le Bein HaShemashos, iskatsoi le Kula Yayma. Anything which was Muktzah at the time of Bein HaShemashos, in other words, at the time of Shkia, that remains Muktzah for the entire Shabbos or the entire Yontif. This is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, as we see in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Dalet. According to Rabbi Shimon, we're Mekel. Since he does not hold of this rule of Muktzah, Migu diskatsoi lebein HaShemashos diskatsoi lekula yayma. So the same rule applies to a Tarnagoilus with an egg. Rabbi Nachman learns that Beis Shammai follows Rabbi Shimon, who does not hold of Muktzah or Noilad, but Beis Hillel follows Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of Muktzah and Noilad. We know from the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, if bones are on a table and you want to move them, according to Beis Shammai, you're allowed to shake the table and shake off the bones via tiltul min atzad, as long as they're at least roi lachidas klovim. If they're not roi for this, then the bones have no use at all. According to Beis Hillel, who holds like Rabbi Yehuda, it's usher to move the table at all. you're not allowed to move the bones either. The Gemara says if beams are set aside for construction purposes, both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda hold they are mukta. Since we say that this is mukta machmas chesaron kis, and although there's the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda regarding different types of mukta over there in Masechta Shabbos, regarding something which a person is makpid on because he's afraid he's going to lose a lot of money, i.e. mukta machmas chesaron kis, something which is worth a lot of money to him, the person cares about it, in that case everyone agrees that that is mukta. Rabbi paskened like Rabbi Shimon Lekula regarding mukta b'Shabbos, but on Yontif he was machmer like Rabbi Yehuda, since he did not want people to easily be mezalzel Yontif. Taisvis asks, how can we allow tiltul min atzad regarding the bones on a table? The table is a basis l'davara asar. So how are you allowed to move the table at all? We know that since the table is holding these bones now have no use, so therefore they are mukta. The table is now a basis for these bones, so therefore it's a basis l'davara asar. How are you allowed to move it? So the shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that basis only applies if you intended the mukta to remain there for the entire Shabbos. Mashenkin here, that doesn't apply, therefore basis does not apply. An additional teretz, buses will not apply if there are also mutterdika things on a table. And this, for example, is what allows us to move a Shabbos table today. If you have candles, for example, on the Shabbos table, the table is a buses l'davra aser, because the Shabbos candles are mukta. But since you also have challah and wine, etc., on the Shabbos table, you're allowed to move the Shabbos table if you need to. The Rajba answers also that buses is only if the table is serving an item, since it's something that is chashiv. A shankid bones, which a person doesn't want, is not chashiv, therefore the table is not considered a basis l'davar, aser. That's why you're allowed to move it tiltzel min atzad. Rabbah holds that muktzah is aser min atayra, since it wasn't mukhan, it wasn't prepared before Shabbos. He learns this from the pasuk of Ahaya bayim hashishi, v'hachinu eis asher yaviyu. Shabbos cannot be used to prepare for Yontif, and Yontif cannot be used to prepare for Shabbos. You have to prepare on a weekday. Finally, the Gemara says we have a third pshat in the Mishnah, after that of Rabba and Reb Nachman, and that is that of Rabbi Yosef. If pears came off a tree on Shabbos and Yontif, you're not allowed to eat them because of Gzeira Shemayala V'Yidlash. The Chachamim did not allow a person to touch a tree, and that applies today also, because we're afraid that a person might climb the tree and rip off one of the branches. So the same is possible by Beya Shenolda, since it separated itself from its source. Daf Gimel. The Chachamim make Gzeiras, but they do not make Gzeiras L'Gzeiras. Rabbi Yitzchak gives a fourth pshat in the Mishnah. It's like the case of a mashkin shazavu. Juice that comes out from a fruit is osur on Shabbos and Yontif because of gzeira shema yischait. You might come to press it. So the same is true by Beya. Taisvis asks, this klal should make juice osur on Shabbos, but not on Yontif, since preparing food on Yontif is mutter. So why is mashkin shazavu in this particular case osur? So Taisvis answers, the kula of preparing food on Yontif is only milisha v'elech. The Rishalmi gives this answer. But disha and ktsira, and schita falls under the klal of disha, these are asur on Yontif as well because they come before lisha. And they could have been done efshal asaisa me'er of Yontif. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't hold Rosh Hashanah is one day long of Kedusha. And therefore, a person can have an Erev Tchumen on day one going west, and on a different have a different Erev on day two going east. And if an egg was laid on the first day, you can eat it on the second day, since it's a Miman of Shach. One of the 2 days is considered Chol because of Safek. The Gemara says, a Be'er Shenolda B'Yontif not only can't be eaten, but can't be moved either, i.e., for example, to cover up a Kli. In fact, if it got mixed up with 1,000 other eggs, we don't apply Bittel, and it is not Batel, since we say it's a Dover She'esh Le'matirin. After Shabbos and Yontif, it'll be mutter. So what do you have to wait? Why do you have to do it now? You can wait till afterwards. Ad she techlenu be'iser, techlenu be'heter. After Shabbos and Yontif, you'll be able to eat it then. So there's no need to rush to do it now. Also, a Suffolk Be'er Shenolda, we say is Osir also. And finally, we say Kol Dover Sheba Minyan, anything that isn't sold in a bunch, but rather by counting one by one, for example, like eggs, is not bottle either. Daf Dalet. The Rishainim in Simon Tuf Kuf Yud Gimel say we paskin that Be'er Shenolda B'Yontif is Osir because of Hachana. This is the Hachana de Rabba, which we had on Daf Be'ez Amid Be'ez. And a Suffolk, we also say Osir. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says a newborn chick is Osir to shecht and eat until it opens its eyes, i.e., in other words, now that it's in the world. But according to the Rabbanan, it's mutter to eat as soon as it's hatched from the egg. The Gemara says if Yontif and Shabbos are side by side, Rav says Nolda B'Zeh Asura B'Zeh. According to Rav Nachman, it is mutter the next day. According to Rav, it's Osir, since one day was Hachana de Rabba for the other. The general rule is, we have a machlokes between Rab and Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases. One of those cases is here, this particular case, where we paskin like Rav. So in fact, the Rishonim say from this, we also paskin like a Chana de Rabba, that you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Yontif, or vice versa. However, the Taz and Shulchan Aruch both say that a Chana de Rabba is only on us an Isser de Rabbanan. Others disagree and say that it's an Isser de Raisa. The Gemara says, if Isser falls into Heter by accident, there's a Heter of Bittel, but Lechatchila, a person cannot be Mevatel an Isser. We know this because we say, Ein Mevatel an Isser Lechatchila. This is by a de Raisa. By the Rabbanan, we do not apply the halacha of Ein Mevatlan Isser Lechatchila. This kula de Rabbanan is debatable amongst the Rishonim. The Rush says lekula, and the Rajba says usually lechum. The Gemara says the reason we keep 2 days of Yontif in Chutz Laretz is since by Kiddush HaChodesh in Chutz Laretz, no one knew which day exactly was Rosh Chodesh. The messenger did not get there by Tesvav. So for example, Rosh Chodesh Nisan came around. No one knew exactly which day was Rosh Chodesh. And by the time the 15th came along and they had to determine when Pesach was, nobody was really sure exactly what day it was. So a Beitza, which was Nolda on the first day of Yontif, according to Rav, it is Mutar on the second day. But according to Rav Asi, it's Osir. According to Rav, we treat these 2 days as Sveika de Yema. Titzmi Manavshach. If day number one was Chodesh, so then day number two is Chol. And if day number one was Chol, so then day number two is Chodesh. Rav Asi says, we treat both days as one Kedusha, as one long unit, as Kedusha Achas. Therefore, both days, and no matter when it is, are considered Aser. But nonetheless, Rav Asi did make Havdalah between the 2 days of Yontif, even though he held it was one long Kedusha Achas. We paskin, Bizman Hazeh, that 2 days of Yontif, the second day is considered a Sveika de Yoma, but we do not make Havdalah since it would be considered a Zilzal for the second day of Yontif. Rav says the second day of Yontif, both days are considered a Sveika de Yoma, so on the second day, Mimanavshach, the Bey is Mutter. And Rav Asi says 2 days are considered Kedush Achas, therefore the Beitza is Aser. Rashi explains that according to Sveika de Yoma, the Bnei Chutz Laretz themselves kept 2 days. According to Rav Asi, it wasn't that they did it themselves, but rather it was at the Kanas Chachamim. That's why they kept the 2 days. The Gemara says they used to light fires on the mountaintops until the fires would reach Babel. But when the Kusim sabotaged the fires and misled people, so they started sending Shluchim. But now that we know the details of the calendar, we say Bekiyin Bekviyad Yarcha, which is what it is today, why do we still keep 2 days of Yontif? So the Gemara answers, we are careful to keep 2 days, since maybe the government will make a Gzeira, will forget the formula for the calendar, and will come to be Mechalel Yontif. His Hiru B'minig Avaseinu B'yadeinu Zimnin D'Gazru HaMalchus Gzeira. This originated with the Bnei HaGoyla, so it was established due to Sveika D'Yayma. But then there was a Takanas Chachamim to continue keeping it as a Sveika D'Yayma even today. And this is how we do it. On Rosh Hashanah, however, both Rav and Shmuel both agree, and this is how we paskin, that Rosh Hashanah is considered Kedush Achas, not like other Yayamim Taimim that we say that it's a Sveika D'Yayma. Therefore, if on Rosh Hashanah Nolda B'zeh, Asura B'zeh. This Takana of Rosh Hashanah was because normally they would be Mekabel Edim on Rosh Chodesh the entire day. But on Rosh Hashanah, the entire Aleph Tishrei was Mesupik until the last minute. Once it happened that Edim came on Rosh Hashanah late in the day, and the Levium got all mixed up regarding the songs of Nisach Hayayin, and to present Zilzal on this day in the future, the Chachamim were Mesakin that Rosh Hashanah is kept on both Aleph and Beis Tishrei. This obviously applies to both Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, and the 2 days are considered Kedusha Achas. Rabba said after the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Lagabi Rosh Hashanah, that Nol de Bezeh, Muteris Bezeh, since the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are not considered Kedusha Achas. Daf Hei. After a tree was planted, so the first 3 years the fruit is considered Aser due to Arla. And the 4th year it is considered Kerem Revai, brought to Yerushalayim, similar to Maaser Sheni. Or if he lived far from Yerushalayim, he can transfer the value of the money and bring that to Yerushalayim for redemption. The Gemara says, "Kol davar shebeminyan, tzarech minyan achar lahatirai." Anything that was an explicit takanas chachamim needs another special takana to make it mutter. The Gemara says, "Before the Kavalas HaTaira, for 3 days people were asur b'tashmish hamita, and this was a special takana." We say, when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, mehera yibana Beis Hamikdash, they will again need the takana of kedusha achas regarding Rosh Hashanah. So we always say, "Nol de bazeh, sura bazeh." And both in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Finally, we say that we paskin like Rav in all 3 cases. If Shabbos and Yontif are side by side, Nolda b'zeh asura b'zeh, because of Achana de Rabba, the Chumr. The 2 days of Yontiv Shalgolius are considered Sveika de Yema, so Nolda b'zeh muteris b'zeh, l'kula. And finally we say the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Kedusha Achas, therefore Nolda b'zeh asura b'zeh, l'chumr. Dafav. Rava says, if someone dies on the first day of Yontif, which is obviously the day min haTorah, so Goyim should do the Malachas as needed. If someone dies on the second day of Yontif, Jews can do the Malacha, since it's only Midrabanan. For the Mace, we treat it like the second day of Yontif. And the same is true by Rosh Hashanah regarding the second day, not like Be'er Shanolda on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, where there's a difference between Rosh Hashanah and the other Yomim Tavim, but by the other Yomim Tavim were Mekel, but by Rosh Hashanah were Machber. Today, as we learn in Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Kuf, Tav, Kuf, Chav, Vav, the Rama says, like Rabbeinu Tam, that even the second day of Yontif were machmer not to let Jews do malacha for the mace on the second day of Yontif. Rava says, if a person forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif, we can make it on the first day of Yontif B'tanai. If today is in Kaidish, then this should not be an Erev. And if today is Kaidish, then day two is Chol, and the Erev isn't needed at all. So that a chicken that was hatched on Yontif, so Rav says if it's Osir, since it's Muktzah. And Shmuel says that it's Mutter, since it is now Matir itself, Roshchita, so it has a Heter, as well, to be touched. We paskin like Rav. Or we say, it's considered to be prepared, to be Mukhan, from before Yontif, just like its mother. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says a chick born, just born, is considered Osir on the weekdays, until it opens its eyes. The Chachamim argue, and say that it's Mutter even before it opens its eyes. And this is how we paskin. But according to all, it must be at least out of its shell before you can eat it. And finally we say once an egg leaves the mother, it is mutter to eat with chalav, but before that it is considered part of the basar. Daf Zayin. Eggs in a chicken, in a tarnagalus, can be created either via tashmish with a zachar, these eggs are fertilized and can develop into chicks, or via safna me'ara, warmth from the ground. These eggs are not fertilized, and therefore they cannot create chicks. The Rabbanan say if someone shechs a tarnagol and finds eggs, they can be eaten with milk. Rabbi Yaakov says if, however, the eggs are still attached to the gittin, you cannot eat them with cholof. The Gemara says creatures who have tashmish at night give birth only at night. For example, like a bat. Creatures who have tashmish only by day, a tarnagol, for example, give birth only by day. And creatures who have tashmish both by day and night, for example, a man, have kids both day and night. If a zachar and an akeva are in very close proximity, we can assume the egg laid was via the zachar and not via safna me'ara. The Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, shiurim by chametz vary. Regular chametz is a shear of kekaseves hagasa, but seir is smaller, and it's only a shear of a kazayas. But Beis Hillel said, both of them have a shear of kazayas. This machlekes is only by beer, by bal yiroa bal yemotze, but by achila, a kazayas is the universal shear, both according to Beis Hillel and according to Beis Shammai. The case of the Mishnah regarding Kisei Hadam is if the Sheichet doesn't have dirt from before Yontif or before Shabbos. And according to Rabbah, Beis Hillel says that we don't shecht at all. According to Beis Shammai, first we shecht it, then we get the dirt. But according to Rabbi Yosef, according to Beis Shammai, first we get the dirt, then we shecht it. And finally, according to Rabbi Zera, by Kisei Hadam, you need offer both on top and underneath the dam. Tavchas. If someone digs a hole on Shabbos just because he wants the dirt, but not because he is digging up the hole for the purpose of the hole, as we know from the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Chagiga, he's pater from the malacha of Baina, since it's a malacha she'enet tzricha legufa. The purpose that he dug it is not the same as the purpose that the malacha was done in the Mishkan. So according to Reb Shimon, he's pater, and even according to Reb Yehuda holds, he's chayev in a case of malacha she'enet tzricha legufa, he's pater here, since what he's doing is makalka. The Gemara says, offer kira, from an oven, is considered mukhan for use, but only if they were from Erev Yontif. Then they can be used for kisui adam. Earth piled in a corner, since it's mukhan, can also be used for kisui adam. The Gemara says, a kvi, which is a suffik chaya, suffik behema, is a machlaikis if you do kisui on Yontif. We know that only a chaya has a chiyav of kisui adam, and a behema, only a behema has the isser of nevela. It's a suffik if you even do kisui at all, therefore we don't do kisui on Yontif, because he could be over on the deraisa of Teichen. However, in a case of Vadai, we could say Ese Deicha Leisa Se, like doing a Mila B'makam Saras, where we say Ese Deicha Leisa Se, or Shatnez by Tzitzis, where the Ese and the Lav happen simultaneously, the same thing by a Kvi. Rava says, if a person brings offer before Shabbos for potentially covering up a child's soah, which is a suffix if that will be necessary or not, he can use it for kisui hadam of a tzipor. But if you plan to bring it to cover kisui hadam of a tzipor, which he definitely was going to shech, he cannot use it for covering tzoa of a child, which was a suffix if it would happen at all. Daftas. If dough is prepared before yontif, there's a machlokes if he can take off challah on yontif or not. We generally say he cannot. Challah of Eretz Yisrael, taking off challah in Eretz Yisrael is midaraisa. But challah schutz la'aretz is only midarabanan, the Mishnah. Beis Shammai says one cannot move a pigeon ladder from one pigeon coop to another on yontif. Beis Hillel says it's okay. And the Gemara, Rabbi Chanan, says, this machloikus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is by a Rishus HaRabim, where people will think he's moving it to fix his roof, therefore it's Marasayan. Beis Hillel says it's okay since it's a special pigeon ladder, so no one will think this, they'll know it's for the pigeons. However, if it's in a Rishus HaYachid, all say that it is okay. The question is, V'ha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Makom She'asru Chachamim Mibnei Maras Ha'ayin Afilu B'chadrei Chadarim Asr. So if it's Asr B'shu Marasayan, it should always be Asr. So why is it Mutter in the case of Rishus HaYachid? So we answer, that's only by Amachleikas Tanoim. Just like we see that some hold, you can spread your worn clothes out to dry on Shabbos in a Rishus HaYachid. If no one looks at you, so the same thing here. We do not pasken like this, as we see in Simen Shin Aleph Sif Mem Hei, and we say that if it's Osir Mishumara Sa'ayin Rishus HaRabim, then it's Osir Afilu B'chadrei Chadarim. Rabbi Yehuda says everyone holds a normal Sulam La'aliyah, a normal ladder, is considered osur to move on Shabbos and Yontif. This is referring to a plain, regular ladder, which we know of today. According to the Mashmalas HaMishnah, Beis Shammai is more machmir on Simchas Yontif, since you're not allowed to move the pigeon ladder, but Beis Hillel is lekula. By Shechita, by Kisui Adam, we have just the opposite, that Beis Hillel says lechumra, and Beis Shammai says lekula. Daf Yud. Rabbi Yechanan says we should change the Shitas and say that Beis Hillel says lekula by Kisui Adam to get all the Gemaras to make sense. And this suggestion of Mukhlefes Hashita is brought to try to fix other contradictions between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that the Gemara brings. Beis Shammai says, Yesh binyan ustira bekelim, that not only can't you build or take apart a building on Shabbos and Yontav, but this issur applies to kelim as well. Therefore, trissin, shutters, are also to open up and to close on Shabbos and Yontav. Beis Hillel is lekula, due to Simchas Yontav, regarding Yontav. Mishnah. Beis Shammai says a person cannot take birds on Yontav unless he shakes them before Yontav. But according to Beis Hillel, it's enough to verbally designate which ones to take before Yontif. The Gemara brings down Rav Chanan that says this machlokes is only by the Brei Rishayna, the first pair of birds. But later pairs, verbal designation is enough. According to Beis Hillel, though, verbal designation must very specifically specify this pigeon I will take, and not just from here, since we say Ein Breira. The Gemara says if someone dies in a house, if all the doors or the windows of the house are closed, they're all tame, since we say tsof tuma lotzes. The body could be brought out of any of them. However, if one door is open, we only say tsof tuma lotzes from that door, since that's the one designated to be used. So only things in that door would become tame. The next Mishnah. If one prepared before a yontif, inside of a shayvich, inside of a nest, white pigeons, and he found black ones on yontif, they're now aser, since they aren't the same ones that were prepared on Erev Yontif. But if he found three, if he put down three, and he found two, then it is okay. One who puts 100 zuzin for Meiser Sheni, and he found 200, Rabbi says the money is considered a taruvus, and the Chachamim say that it is all chulin. Daf Yud Aleph. Any young bird does not move more than 50 amas from their nest, and then only if it's within direct view of the nest. We have another Mishnah. Beis Shammai says one cannot take an eili, a heavy board, to cut meat for Yontif, since it's a keli shemalachtei le'isr. But according to Beis Hillel, it's okay. The Gemara says, though, but all agree, once the meat is cut, it's also to move it. Taisus asks, why shouldn't we be allowed to move it? We know that if he needs it for the meat itself, for the thing itself, or for the place, as we know from the Gemara in Shabbos, daf kuf chav gimel, that a keli shemalachtei le'isr is mutter l'tzarech gufay u'mekayme. Taisvus answers, it is a special instrument, so it's also due to a mukta of machmas chasaron kis. And we know everyone holds mukta machmas chasaron kis, anything which a person is afraid to lose because it's worth a lot of money, a person is not allowed to move it. Also the Rif says, it's also michamal tzel. We know that if a person is moving something because he wants to protect it, then it's also also according to everyone. This is the shita of Rava, which we know from Kuf Chaf Gimel. If on Yontif, the Gemara says, the animal is not near the butcher and the knife, you're not allowed to bring them together, according to Beis Hamet. Beis Hillel says it's mutter. The Gemara says one is not allowed to salt fats from meat in order to preserve them, or spread them out either. And we say that a person can throw salt on a few pieces of meat on Yontif, even if you know you're only going to need one of them, the Mishnah. Beis Hamet says one is not allowed to close the trisson, entrances to stores on Yontif, since this is Saiser. But Beis Hillel says it's okay, ain't bin yinustir b'kelem. There are three things, according to Ulo, which the Chachamim were matir, the end of them, because of the beginning of them. Hides, trisson, and chazar natiya b'mikdash. In the case of chazar natiya b'mikdash, normally we don't allow someone to put back a bandage on Shabbos and on Yontif, due to the fear of mamachik. We're afraid he's going to smooth out cream when he puts it back on. But we do allow a kohen to put on this particular thing, put it back on, the bandage, in the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah. Normally we know he has to take it off because otherwise there'll be a chatzitza. And the reason we allow him to do this is if, since we would not allow him to put it back on, he wouldn't take it off in order to do the Avodah. So we say that the beginning justifies the end. Hitiru saifan mishum tchilasan. Daf Yud Beis. We know that the main difference between Shabbos and Yontif is learned from the Pasuk in Shmais, Perek Yud Beis, speaking about the fact that Malacha is Osir. And the Mishnah here says, Beis Shammai says one cannot carry a cotton, a lulav, or a sefer Torah into a Rishus Harabin. Only carrying achila is mutter. But Beis Hillel says, once it's mutter to carry achila, it's mutter to carry these things also, because we say, Mitoich shehutra l'tzarech, hutra nami shelo l'tzarech. Once we allowed carrying for the purpose of tzarech achila, we allowed it for other purposes as well. The Gemara says Beis Shammai obviously did not hold of this heter of mitaych shehutra l'tzarech hutra nami shelo l'tzarech. That's why you can only carry things for the purpose of achila, but not for anything else. And there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis here regarding mitaych. Taisvis holds that although we hold mitaych shehutra l'tzarech hutra nami shelo l'tzarech, it must be at least l'tzarech yontiv today. But shelo l'tzarech klal is aser. Rashi says mitaych is matir even if it's without any tzarech at all. Almost all agree with the shita of Taisvis, that at least there has to be some sort of tzarech of yontif for today. The Gemara says Rabba learns that the machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that they argue on if there is a chiyav of haitzah on yontif at all. As Taisvis explains in Masechta Shabbos, that haitzah in general is a malacha garua. It's not something very strong. That's why, regarding Shabbos, we need a special pasuk for it that has to be explicitly pointed out regarding this malacha of carrying. We paskin like Beis Hillel, that we carry all things on Yontif, but we also paskin like Taisvis, that it has to be at least something which is the tzarech hayoyim. So for example, just to stam carry tissues in your pocket, if you don't even think you're going to need them at all, that you're not allowed to do. The Mishnah. Beis Shammai says one is not allowed to give, to deliver truma or matanas to a kain on Yontif, even if they were separated before Yontif. Beis Hillel says it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda explains that this machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is by a case that they were prepared before Yontif, if you can give it to them at all by themselves on Yontif. And finally, we know that dush, threshing, is usur on Yontif, but what about taking out individual seeds or breaking open kernels of wheat or kernels of corn? So the Gemara answers, it's mutar on Yontif, since it's kelachar, yad.